Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your platform and how it might help someone like me? I'm curious about what makes your AI stand out.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, if you want, I can tell you more about how Dasha AI can help you with voice AI solutions. What do you think?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hey Mary, nice to hear from you again. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha.ai is well regarded for creating natural human-like voice interactions. We help companies automate calls with a conversational AI that sounds really real. Have you had a chance to try it out yourself?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Audio glitches happen, no worries. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are biggies. Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and having engaging conversations that convert. Automation that feels natural can really make a difference. How does your AI handle those challenges specifically?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and having engaging conversations that convert.
Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting the people who are most likely to be interested in your product or service, saving time and resources. Engaging conversations that convert are about making those interactions feel natural and persuasive, so prospects want to take the next step. Our AI can handle complex dialogues, answer questions, and adapt its tone to keep people interested. It's like having a skilled salesperson who never gets tired. Does that sound like something your team could use?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that forward-thinking question. If things went even better than expected in 12 months, I'd imagine your team would be closing way more qualified leads with less effort, thanks to smooth human-like AI conversations. Revenue would be up, and your salespeople could focus on the hottest prospects instead of cold calls. Plus, you'd have solid data insights to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What would your ideal outcome be?
What do you mean by closing way more qualified leads with less effort, and why is that important to you?
Great question. Closing more qualified leads with less effort means your AI is helping you connect with prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to buy. So your sales team spends less time chasing dead ends. It's important because it boosts efficiency, saves money, and ultimately grows your revenue faster. Plus, your team stays motivated focusing on real opportunities instead of tedious cold calls. Does that match what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about how focusing on real opportunities instead of tedious cold calls impacts your team.
Focusing on real opportunities instead of tedious cold calls can be a total game changer for your team. It means less burnout and frustration because they're spending time on conversations that actually matter. That boosts morale and motivation, which often leads to better performance and higher job satisfaction. Plus, it frees up time for strategic tasks and relationship building. Happier, more engaged teams usually drive better results. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Great way to ground the conversation. Right now, many businesses face challenges like scaling outreach without losing personalization, managing high call volumes and ensuring consistent follow-up. Sometimes it's tough to keep conversations natural while automating. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear about your specific hurdles.
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing personalization, managing high call volumes, and ensuring consistent follow-up are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can really pile up. Scaling outreach without losing personalization often means your messages might feel generic, which can turn prospects off. Managing high call volumes can overwhelm your team, leading to missed opportunities or rushed conversations. An inconsistent follow-up means potential leads slip through the cracks, hurting your conversion rates. Together, these issues can slow growth and frustrate both your team and customers. Does that sound familiar? How are you handling these now?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues are slowing growth and frustrating your team and customers?
Absolutely. When outreach feels impersonal, prospects are less likely to engage, so fewer leads move down the funnel. Overwhelmed teams can get stressed, leading to mistakes or burnout, which hurts productivity and morale. Customers who don't get timely follow-ups may lose interest or trust, damaging your brand reputation. Wow. All this creates a cycle where growth stalls because you're not converting as many leads as you could, and your team's energy dips. It's like trying to run a race with weights on your feet. Does that paint the picture?